You're listening to The Bridge Loud in Chicago on Q Rock 100.7 FM and online worldwide via thebridgechicago.com. Hey, this is Jed Brewer. Here's tonight's question. I lie a lot. I need to stop, but I don't know how. Let's get into it.
On the Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
I like that introduction. Yeah, that's a ticket.
Oh. I feel very encouraged by that truthful thing Glenn said. Also joined by the producer of the show, the man who puts the music together, Jed Brewer.
I have my suspicions about the veracity of Glenn's claims.
Well, tonight we are talking about veracity, but we're not going to use that word because it would get very, very difficult. We are answering a question that came into the Bridge Loud at gmail.com, where you're welcome to write in. This week's question says, I lie a lot. I need to stop, but I don't know how. And Glenn, where do we start off with this?
Well, I think, first of all, we're proud of you for admitting it. I mean, the funny thing is, coming forward and saying, I have a problem with lying is like the most honest thing you can say.
Yeah, totally.
You're off to a great start. Yeah. Let's keep that going. I think it's important to recognize that there's something about this magical moment of going from something that's not great and it's this isn't a good situation to, okay, I need to stop. That's a moment of courage that you're putting forth. There's a moment of you're ready for that transformation. And the truth is, this is going to go better and be more enjoyable for you almost right away. Some transitions are really tough, but this is the kind of thing where people can appreciate someone who tells the truth.
And that's a really great point. And Jed, I think it's important for us to come from a point of understanding that, yes, everyone does lie.
Yeah.
You know, someone does a bit of a subpar intro because they're sick. And yeah, sometimes you say, that was a good intro you did, Matt, or whoever the person in this example is. But there's also, as Glenn pointed out, it's important to understand that there's a point where something has become a problem for me.
Yeah.
And what impact does that have on how we approach this?
Well, I think that's a great question. You know, it's easy to get into the stance where we say, well, there's good people and there's bad people. You know, so there's people who don't lie, and then there's the lying liars and the lies they tell. That's not really how life works. Most people, I mean, the huge vast majority of people practice a certain amount of dishonesty. And we can, you know, on another show, we can talk about whether or not that's a good thing. But it kind of is what it is for today. Most people practice a certain amount of dishonesty. So given that, it's very hard to say, okay, well, there's this thing that everybody kind of does and I kind of do. But it's gotten to a place where in my specific life, it's really getting out of bounds. It's really causing me a problem. It's hard to see that moment. It's so easy to miss that moment. And again, I want to echo what Glenn said. We're really proud of you for seeing that. We're proud of you for recognizing, I want to make a change. It doesn't matter if everybody else is going to make that same change or not. They may need to, and they may not, but I need to make a change. I'm going to do that. There's nothing to be ashamed about in any of that. You know, I think one of the things that holds us back is a sense of, you know, well, if I lie a lot, isn't that like a thing I need to feel really ashamed about? No, you need to hold your head high because you're doing something rare. You're doing something courageous. You're doing something difficult that, as Glenn says, is going to make your life better. Absolutely guaranteed is going to lead to a better life. And it's good that we want to set the shame aside because we need to understand this. And shame gets in the way of understanding. The first thing we need to understand is this question: where is the lying coming from? What's the motivation to lie? What's driving us to lie? If we can answer that, I think we can really start to make some headway.
My name is Matt King. Once again, I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
I'm pretty sure that Veracity is an old, old wooden ship.
Very well may be the HMS Veracity. Many wonderful victories. Also joined by the producer of the show, Jed Brewer.
You know what? Let's go with that. Sounds great.
Yeah.
We're continuing to answer a question that came to thebridgeloud@gmail.com. This week's question says, I lie a lot. I need to stop, but I don't know how. And Glenn, that last segment we started off with, I think, the exact right place. Once again, we want to reiterate that we're super proud of anyone who comes to a point where, no matter what it is in their life, they look at something and says, this isn't working for me, this is a problem, I want to change it. It's a huge moment of courage, it's a huge moment that really can propel your life forward. The question Jed left us with was, where is the lying that is causing the problem in my life coming from? So where do we start with that?
Yeah, I think it really goes back to what he was saying about the fear element and that shame element. Both of those things get us in an avoidance behavior. We don't want to live with the truth. We don't want to face the truth. We don't want to have other people find out the truth. We don't want to get in trouble because of what's happened. We don't want to be looked down on. We don't want people judging us and that kind of thing. So all of that is avoidance. And really, fear and shame are sort of the main things that get us avoiding those realities. So the idea is we got to reverse that course.
I think it's a really great point. And Jed, where do we build on that?
Well, the first thing that we want to say is, if you're afraid of people looking down on you, if you're afraid of getting in trouble, if you're afraid of doing without, those are valid concerns. It makes sense that you would be concerned about those things. For us on this show, we don't want anybody looking down on us either. We don't want to do without. We don't want to get in trouble. And we get in trouble a lot. So we kind of know the territory. It makes sense to say, I don't want those things to happen to me. I think where we get in trouble is when we start evaluating what's the right way to prevent those things from happening. What's the tool that I'm going to use? For example, what's the tool that I'm going to use to keep people from looking down on me? A lot of people have a lot of different approaches on that. You know, this is not a good idea, but some people choose just total isolation. I'll just never be around people ever, and then they can't look down on me. Well, I think we can all kind of look at that and say, well, yeah, they're not looking down on you, but you don't have any human interaction, so we may have kind of missed something in the equation here. So all of a sudden, like this extreme isolation, we realize that's kind of a bad tool. It kind of makes the problem worse. It doesn't really improve anything. So same thing, I think we really want to ask, is lying an effective way to deal with these concerns? You're concerned someone's going to look down on you, so you're going to tell a lie to keep that from happening. How long does that work for? Maybe for the next 5 minutes it keeps them from looking down on you, but how long does that last? The same thing, if I tell a lie, then I won't get in trouble at my job and I won't get fired. Okay, maybe that works for the next day, but is the truth going to come out of that eventually? So again, what's the effective way to deal with that fear of getting in trouble, that fear of people looking down on you? What's the tool that we actually want to be using?
That's absolutely a great point. One of the things that we're going to come back to time and time again about lying is, at the moment you're doing that thing, deception seems like the easiest way to get from A to B. But if we actually want to effectively make change in our lives, move forward, it's never really the way that's going to get us there. We do need to find those good ways to get there, and that's what we'll talk about when we come back right here on The Bridge Loud.
Stay with me, what's the bigger way?
We are back here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King. Once again, I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
Yeah, but did you really mean it?
No.
Okay.
Also joining us, the producer of the show, the man who puts the music together, Jed Brewer.
That was good honesty, and I celebrate it.
Thank you. That lie didn't stand up to the scrutiny of, wait, what? So, you know, I wasn't really all that dedicated to it. We are intending to talk about a question that came into The Bridge Loud at gmail.com. This week's question says, I lie a lot, I need to stop, but I don't know how. And Glenn, we close out that last segment with Jed, I think, giving us a very good framework of looking at the reason we lie is there's something in our life we don't like. Maybe we're ashamed of it. Maybe we're afraid of facing something. So is our energy better spent actually dealing with those things? So yeah. How do we start looking at things in that way?
Well, I think first and foremost, as you say, the lying takes a lot of energy, keeping track of all of that. And I think you live in a constant state of tension with that. It's a lot of work. It's exhausting living with that. So I think part of this is training our brains. You know, when we have a tendency when we're ashamed of something or embarrassed by something, whatever it is, we immediately go into the lie. You know, how's the diet working? Oh, it's fine. You know. I think part of it is training your brain to run towards that, not away from it, and say, I'm having a lot of struggles with this diet. I'm not great at dieting. I'm not great at food in general. That's why I need the diet. So it's all good. And you all of a sudden, you sort of feel a little better. It's like, you know, you got the truth out there. Nothing exploded. Nobody died. It was fine, you know, and people still accept you and, whatever have you. So I think, having that sense of going towards it instead of away from it and dealing in courage rather than fear, that's a big key.
I think that courage point's a great one, Jed, because a lot of this is going to start off with the idea of if I am honest about something, there is something I can do about it, right?
No doubt about it. Let's look at another example. Suppose that you have a job and the boss is just kind of a jerk. He's the kind of guy that's always accusing people of stuff they didn't do. Whenever, 5 cents is missing out of his pocket, he's lining everybody up and accusing them of stealing and whatnot.
Always lying about liking your radio intros.
So you have two options. Three. One, you can pretend this is a good job, but it's not. That just doesn't work at all. So you can either try and stay in this bad situation and lie as you need to in order to keep this thing going, or you can say, I'm going to devote my time and energy and attention into finding a better job where I don't have a really bad boss that makes it miserable to be here, where I feel tempted to lie to cover up for things. You know, one of these, you can see right away, is a much better solution than the other. If you've got a job where it's a toxic situation that's always tempting you to lie, sooner or later you are going to lie, and you're going to get caught, and you're going to get fired. So wouldn't we be way better off to invest the time and energy into finding a better job that's a healthier situation where there's no need for the lying? That same approach can apply to our living situation, to our family relationships, to our dating relationships. It can apply all over the place of deciding, I'm going to make my situation better, where lying is just not something that I need.
It's a great point. And if you're not sure where your specific situation can start to get better, we'd love to talk with you about that. More specifically, shoot us a note, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We'd be happy talk to you about that, and we will be back right here on The Bridge Loud.
You are not a man that you change your mind. This is not a plan where someday I'll find that you've given up. Run out of love, run out of patience with myself. You made a mistake with the price that you've paid. You're moving on to someone else. Oh, oh, you chose me, you chased me, you made a way to be with me when we were apart. Every sin, every lie, you forgive every time. Your faithfulness never stops. No. up is your bottom line. No, you chose me.
This is Glenn from The Bridge Loud. Maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, none of this good news applies to me because I've made mistakes and I've got a record. Well, you know what? No problem. We work every day with people who have been and sometimes still are behind bars. We know how to work with that and we ain't scared. Email us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com. That's thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We know you have struggles. We believe in you, and we want to help.
We're back here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined once again by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
That was a great introduction.
I feel like he meant it that time.
Eh.
Aw. Also joining us for the show, Jed Brewer.
Hello!
We're here to answer the question that came into The Bridge Loud at gmail.com. This week's question says, I lie a lot, I need to stop, but I don't know how. And one thing on this show we never need to lie about is how much we enjoy the secret sauce.
The secret sauce.
So, Glenn, when you're working with people who are trying to make big change in their life one-on-one, and for a lot of the folks we work with, that can mean coming out of addiction or coming out of a criminal background where lying was a big part of the thing, because you can't just step out and say, well, time to do some crimes,
right?
Because then you would be bad at it.
Yeah.
Where do you start with this idea of getting into some honesty?
Well, yeah, for us, that's about finding a new life and a new relationship in God, and having God fuel this, give you some strength. I mean, you might as well tap into a power greater than yourself that allow you to make these transformations. But, you know, that there's no reason to do it any other way if that power is available to you, and it is. The truth is, God can give you that courage, and that's where I get all of the courage that I have in my life is from God. That allows me to overcome that fear, so I can now live in the truth, and that it feels better, and I feel happier and healthier. Yes, sometimes that costs me. Sometimes people judge me off of that. Sometimes people decide to be weird about that. Sometimes people try and manipulate me with those kind of things. But the beautiful part that happens on the back end of that is God not only gives me the courage, but he also helps those consequences work out a certain sort of way. He helps me have some blessings in my life. If other people decide to be uncool, he brings new people into my life that are cool about that and are supportive.
Yeah, I think that's a really great point. One of the most touching stories in the Bible to me, and the kind of biographies of Jesus, the first four books of the second half of the Bible, we talk about a lot. There's one that happens in Mark chapter 5, is Jesus is healed. The story is he called, Jesus heals a dead girl and a sick woman. And I think a lot of the time our lies about our own situation can basically be generalized into two big categories of it's not that bad or it's not that messy. Someone asks you, how's it going? You know, it's pretty good. Or, you know, oh, well, yeah, it's not great, but it's just like one thing I got to take care of, and it'll be super cool. And this courage Glenn's talking about to be honest, for those of us who are doing this Christian thing or trying to walk with Jesus, originates from the idea that there's no problem that is too far gone or no situation that is too messy and icky to talk about and uncomfortable, that God doesn't want to be a part of it, doesn't want to be a part of helping solve it. These can bring people into our lives who feel the same way, that no matter where we are, no matter how bad that looks or how strange a situation might be, there are people who want to help you. That's certainly something we want for you. We believe God does too, and we'll see you next week right here on The Bridge Loud.
All right, that's our show. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next week on The Bridge Loud. And let us know, are you ready to join The Bridge Loud tribe? We know you've got talents. Maybe you can scream or play the guitar or make a super cool graphic. Love it. Reach out to us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com and tell us what you do. We want your talents and gifts as a part of The Bridge Loud, so don't be shy. Let us know, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We love you, God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Well, I've been running around, but you ran out after me. I ain't been loyal to you, but you're always loyal to me. Jesus, you're the one who always has my back. Even when I go and treat you bad, Jesus, you're the one who don't hold your love back. Even when I'm sure you should be mad, you've got my back. There's times when I stop back, but you